There were about eight of us, and we all met up outside of the Hart Senate Office Building in Washington, D.C. about 9:15 that morning. Our appointment with Senator Sam Brownback was at 9:45. It was a beautiful day at our nation's capital, and I was relishing the moment. I was working for a nonprofit economic development organization back then, and we had issues to go over with the Republican senator from Kansas. It was to be a non-contentious meeting about how to make our area of Kansas better and stronger. Brownback was all about that. Currently serving as an ambassador, Brownback is a good man. I was in my element. The showcasing of power was all about. The Supreme Court was right over there. The U.S. Capitol was over there. And setting in front of the Capitol was the Mall, leading to monuments, museums, and the White House. Brownback was gracious and happy to see someone from his home state. I remember quite well the cavernous feeling of the office, all the glass, the extra high ceiling, and floor-to-ceiling windows that faced a tranquil garden. The issues we discussed? Long gone. The feelings that swelled inside of me will never leave, however. I breathed it all in and smiled, only half listening. It wasn't my first time in a U.S. senator's office, but this one would be my last, turns out. And that's okay with me. For some, sitting inside a U.S. senator's office is a prime example of letting a good crappie fishing day go to waste. For others, it might be intimidating. For me, it was a highlight of my life. For most of us, we think of our representatives and senators as elite individuals, powerful and unapproachable. The feeling is much the same, even on the local level, as we hold our city councilmen and women and commissioners with a degree of awe. Simply, they are community servants, trying to make our communities better by bringing more money and jobs to town. It's not until one is elected to city or county office themselves do they begin to understand that people in government are just like you and me. It's because they are. They put their pants on, just one leg at a time, like we do. They have family problems, just like we do, often with too much month left at the end of their paycheck. The difference is that they serve us, in the public's eye, giving back to their community and nation that has been so good to them. They represent us. They are us, doing the work of the people for the people. Since 1776 and even earlier, they set the standard, framing our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, giving us our first 10 amendments, the freedom of speech, of assembly, of religion, and the right to bear arms. Their honesty and integrity became their legacy. According to lore, a 6-year-old George Washington accidentally damaged his father's beloved cherry tree with a new hatchet. The future father of our country was driven by his conscience to own up to his actions. "I can't tell a lie, Pa. I did cut it with my hatchet." He grew up to serve 2 terms as President of the United States, only to lay down his power and walk into retirement, leaving behind a fledgling democracy. Mary Todd Lincoln once wrote to a friend that her husband, Abraham Lincoln, Honest Abe, was almost monomaniacal on the subject of honesty. Working as a young clerk in Illinois, those times he shortchanged a customer by a few pennies, he was known to close shop to deliver the correct change, regardless of how far he had to walk. These honorable men, and later honorable women, thanks to the 19th Amendment, earned the respect of generations that followed, partly because they were altruistic leaders, and partly because they knew how to relate to us commoners, because that's who they were. After all, they put their pants on one leg at a time, just as I do. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.